Hebrews 4:1, let us therefore fear, lest a promise, being left us of entering into his rest, any of you, should seem to come short of it. 4:2:4, unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. 4:3:4, we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. 4:4:4, he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. 4:5, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. 4:6, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. 4:7, again, he limiteth the certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time. As it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. 4:8:4, if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? 4:9, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. 4:10, for he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. 4:11, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. 4:13, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. 4:14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. 4:15, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.